The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Marion Donoghue, all the way from Ireland, and I listen to the Mickey Mouse Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 241 of the Mickey Miles Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa from WDW Today. And with me on the show, as always, is Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, the big weekend is pretty much here.
Yes, and I think I have as much luggage, because I'm doing the cruise too, as probably a trip to Europe or Africa. I just have tons and tons of stuff. And it's going to be interesting because, you know, planning for a cruise and then running and all the different permutations of running clothing. It's just a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff to bring. And I already tore the ligament in my hand traveling with luggage, so I have to be really, really careful. But let's see, our shout out. We have so many people who wrote that they're doing all sorts of different training. So I'm going to say the names of a few people who posted that they're training for the 5K, the 10K, the half, and or the dopey. And they are Monica Ferrate, who did 8 miles and 4 miles. Heather Bickford, she did some training. Our buddy Kim Torres-Markey, Laura Garcia, Brenda Clark, Lisa Edmondson-Tully, Michael DePret, and Julianne Fishnell. So those are some of the people who are training for January race weekend and other races. So got a lot of people out there running.
A lot of people out there running, a lot of people preparing for the big weekend. And this week on the Mickey Miles Podcast, we've gone a little bit crazy. And what we've got this week is
crazy.
We have, this is the third show that we've been posting this week, because we felt that we needed to get out this information to all the runners for the big weekend. So following Tuesday's and Wednesday's show, here's Thursday's show. And what does Thursday's show entail? Well, it entails the preview for the Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend for 2015, and we have brought to help us Laura Gilbreth and Lee Zimmerman, all the way from San Diego, California, to help us. Welcome back, guys.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Happy New Year.
How are you handling that cold weather, you poor people in San Diego?
It's brutal out here. You know, it was like 42 when I went out for a walk this morning.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
I've actually had to put a long sleeve shirt on to go running. I'm not sure I own long pants, except as my emergency when it's freezing cold weather in Florida for marathon weekend. I have worn calf sleeves more often than I ever have. So it's stressing the wardrobe for us tropical Southern Californians.
So it's nice that Run Disney actually gives you some long sleeve shirts, and you guys have probably as many as anybody we know. You could open a running shirt museum.
Almost, yeah.
And you have some long sleeve ones. Well, I'm glad. I hope the wind chill factor didn't get to you too much.
I was afraid there might be some frostbite, but I seem to be okay.
Well, I'll send you some of my hand warmers that I have.
We are doing this firmly tongue in cheek, because I am always amazed as I watch folks prepare for marathon weekend at all of the folks who live in less pleasant parts of the country, and how many people do 10, 15, 20 miles on a treadmill, how many people run on snow and ice, how many people run in the pitch black when it's 20 degrees. So I'm just as impressed as I'll get out that most of the folks that train for marathon weekend manage to pull it off as well as they do.
What did we run in last week? You ran with me. Mike did his longest distance running, which is 17 miles. He's part of my dopey training. What was the temperature?
It was like high 30s, low 40s, yeah, but it wasn't
but as... yesterday you ran, I went inside and you ran in 18.
No, I think I got up to 22 to 24, though.
Yeah,
so
you ran like 9 miles.
It was balmy, yeah.
All right, well, we aren't here to talk about the weather, but I think, like, geographically in the continental U.S., we're probably as far apart from each other as we could possibly be, right?
Unless we were in Maine.
If we were in Maine, we'd be a little further, but we are here to talk about January race weekend, and we're going to do a preview.
That's correct, and we're going to start off, as always, with the Run Disney Health and Fitness Expo.
So I'm just going to say when it's going to be in the hours, and then we'll talk about tips and things that you want to do there. My first tip, actually, is to make sure that you're following Run Disney on Twitter. I make sure during race weekends that I get a little... like a little alarm on my phone when Run Disney tweets, because if there are any weather updates or time updates, things like that, they'll let you know right away. But you can follow us on at Mickey Miles Pod and on Twitter and at Mickey Miles Podcast on Instagram. We'll be sending news out too. But it all starts on Wednesday, January 7th at 10 a.m. at the Expo. Now, if you're doing Dopey, you're gonna have to get there on Wednesday because you have the next 4 days spoken for. You're going to be very, very busy. So it opens at 10 a.m. and ends at 8 p.m. Thursday, January 8th, it's going to be 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, January 9th, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then finally Saturday, January 10th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it's 4 days of expo. It's at the Wide World of Sports Complex. And Lee and Laura, what are your tips for the expo?
Don't bother to get there very, very first thing in the morning on any given day. Unless you really like standing in crowds.
Make sure you have your waiver with you, mm-hmm, already printed and signed.
That's true.
And the other, go ahead.
For anybody who's done it, it's pretty straightforward. There'll be lots of people there pointing you in the right direction. It is interesting compared to some race expos because you pick up your packet in one place and the expo, what we normally would think of the expo, is in another place. So you get to wander back and forth through the Wild World of Sports Complex. People need to know, depending on if they're doing Goofy or Dopey or the different races, there are actually different places to different windows you want to get in line for. So if you're doing Goofy or Dopey, you actually go to the windows for those as opposed to the other windows.
Well, and you stay on the upper level for those.
Yeah.
Yes, and something else that's new, I think it's new, is I'm going to be running the Castaway Key 5K, and you actually have to print out your waiver and hand it in at this expo. So I don't know if we'll be getting shirt and a bib there, but if you're doing that one, you want to print that out before you get home too, before you get down there too.
Yeah, and apparently the other thing that those of us doing Goofy or Dopey have to do is to make sure and get our Disney mugshot taken while we're at the expo.
That's right. Now, it's interesting. Earlier this week on a podcast, we had our buddy Phil Taylor talk about one of the reasons for that. And I don't know if you guys are aware of this. I'll just repeat it because I was sort of amazed. He said that Run Disney was finding that people were doing the Goofy, but they were doing it as a team sport. They were one person would run the half, the other person would run the full, and they'd get the Goofy medal, and I don't know who would get the shirts, but that's kind of interesting to me.
So they must have found a way to take the wristband and transfer it.
Yes. So now, right, unless you're running with a twin or somebody looks very much like you, that picture is going to be your evidence that you did it. So
yeah. Now, did he say, are they still doing the wristband too?
You know, we didn't ask him that. We didn't ask him that. I don't know.
I guess we'll find out.
Because they were doing it at for Avengers as a backup. So I don't know. The other thing, of course, that's different is you cannot pick up a bib for somebody else. You have to pick up your own bib, and you're not, of course, not supposed to transfer your bib. But I wanted to talk about the speaker series. Anybody here on this podcast go to the speaker series?
I do. I mean, I've sat in on a little bit of Jeff's, a little bit of Tara Guidus, Tara a few times. John Hughes and his race colleagues have talked about a lot of things, and I think that it's well worth it. I never did it until a few years ago, and it's very, very helpful. Even for someone who's been there for so many years, it's always good to hear what they want you to hear. That's the important thing. It's what they tell you that they want you to know, and I think that's something that we all should keep in mind.
Do you guys go to it?
Neither of us have ever intentionally gone to listen to someone, but I will certainly admit over the years while attending the expo that I found myself standing there, you know, stupidly in the pathway because somebody was saying something that I thought was interesting, or, you know, sitting in on part of a presentation just because it was, it sounded like they were saying something interesting. I do notice there's an awful lot of commonality in what who the speakers are and what they're talking about from Disney race to Disney race. So
that's a good point.
You know,
yeah.
Once you've heard Jeff talk or heard Tara talk or, you know, even Sean Astin talk about how excited he is about running and all of that kind of stuff, you probably don't need to do that 3 or 4 times a year.
Now, somebody new who is a presenter who we've had on our show is Fitz Kohler, who's a fitness expert, and she sent me a little message saying that she's doing one presentation. It's going to be on Saturday at 11, and it's called Pain Prevention and Management for Runners, and so that's at 11 o'clock. And I think that's a different topic than what she did before, but she's a good person to go see. Any things that you're going to buy at the expo? I find that it's, for me, it's more of a social hour than anything else, other than picking up my bib and my shirts. I've bought so many things over the years. What about you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we collect the magnets. So we usually try and find the magnet for the race we're doing or the series we're doing. And then I've been collecting the little mini medals. So now I'm not going to buy all, you know, 6 of them or whatever it is, but I'll probably pick up the Goofy medal.
And I've got a Violimation Mickey, so I have to find the itty bitty bitty little medal that goes along with that. And I guess I need a new Mickey because it'll be 2015. We typically get the Run Disney shirts. And then the non-Disney merchandise, I mean, in the past, we have gotten the big frame medal and photo sets, both for Goofy when we did it and then for Dopey last year. And various metal hangers. Depending on how the weather is, sometimes we're in a panic because we're trying to find throwaway clothes or warmer clothes or something like that. But I don't know that I have anything that I desperately need. That won't stop us from wandering.
You know, it's fun to browse.
Just in case there's something.
Yeah. What about the New Balance shoes, Lee?
I'm still resisting. We'll see.
My man Lee. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I noticed they've been teasing us with the new ones that I guess they're supposed to unveil on, what, Thursday?
Yes, they're vintage, I guess. Or yeah, retro. Not vintage, retro.
And that just, I don't know about anybody else, but those just do not appeal to me at all.
Well, it's funny because most of my shoes that I wear have been variations of gray or blue, pretty, my ASICS Gel Kayanos have not been all that exciting. So I posted to Facebook a few weeks ago because they actually came out with some bright, bright yellow ones and some yellow and red ones. And I bought those in an attempt to fend off my need to buy Disney shoes.
I know, I don't, retro to me, I don't know. I think they're much more, shoes are much more fun now. So I'm curious about what those are going to actually look like. I don't know. But if you do want to do that, you want to sign up for the virtual queue ahead of time, and that will give you time to come back, even if you just think you might want to. So the only other thing that I wanted to mention was that, now I forget what I was going to say about this. Oh, yeah, I know. The only other thing I want to mention is a lot of times people who are new to running Disney, when they go to the Milk House, they see the Disney merchandise store there on the bottom level, and they get into that line. But there is another one over in the Joston Center, so that you don't have to be at the first one. You don't have to commit yourself to the first one if the line's really long. But I think the best way to have shorter lines is to wait till later, but sometimes the merchandise is gone.
Yeah, it always seems as though, to me anyway, that there's a better selection in the Joston House than there is in the Field House.
I think you're right. It's a bigger store.
But a lot of times the line, there's almost no line in the Field House. So a lot of times we'll do a quick pass through the one we pick up our packets and then pop over and do the other one. The other thing, if you get there late, a lot of times, you know, by Saturday, they may have actually emptied the one in the registration area.
Very just true.
They're running out of stuff.
So even by Friday.
Yeah.
All right. Any other last minute tips on Expo?
I was just going to say, I want to mention piggyback on what Lee said about if you get there early, be ready for crowds. My inclination is to say to everyone that the busiest, the largest crowd you'll see will be on Wednesday, because you've got the people who are doing dopey, who will be there, who will be grabbing all their bibs, and possibly the people who are doing goofy, and maybe just everybody who will want to get that out of the way so that they can enjoy the parks and just focus on their races. So my guess is that Wednesday will be the busiest, and if you are running either the 10K or the half or the full, you may want to, or the goofy, you may want to wait till Thursday, maybe Thursday afternoon, before you go and get your bibs, because it's just going to be crazy, and it'll be a much more enjoyable experience shopping if there are half as many people.
Yeah. The other thing to remember too is that if there are a lot of people, you're going to have to park a lot further. There's going to be more time on your feet. So just something to keep in mind. All right. The next thing on the list that's coming up is on Thursday, January 8th, there's going to be a breakfast. So it's going to be after the 5K and the 10K. So actually the 5K comes before this, but that's going to be at Epcot, 6:30 in the morning till 8:30. And then on Friday, there's another one from 6:30 to 8:30. So that's after the 5K. I don't know if it's sold out. I can't really tell on this, but... I don't know. There's not even a link on here to purchase tickets.
Yeah,
so.
I was looking for that.
Yeah. So let's talk about the 5K. Lee and Laura, are you doing the 5K this year?
No, we're just doing Goofy this year.
Yeah, you're in the same boat as me. I'm not doing Dopey again.
Dopey was good for once, and someday maybe after we're retired and we have more time. But we've talked about this before, especially coming from the West Coast with the 3-hour time difference. The getting up 4 mornings in a row was a lot more work actually than the 5K and the 10K seemed to be. So we decided to just drop back to the Dopey.
Me too.
Or mean to the Goofy, sorry.
All right.
How about you? Either of you doing the 5K?
Nope.
Are you cheering the 5K?
Nope. We're not. We're really going to hand it off to some other Mickey Milers to do the cheering. We are going to cheer the 10K, but we'll talk about that in a second. So that's on Thursday, January 8th. That is going to be a 6:15 a.m. start. And Mike, you want to talk about that a little bit?
Well, the 5K last year, I thought that they moved up in class with the 5K. I think that John and his group did a really good job of providing a very nice environment to do. And obviously, it was the inaugural Dopey Challenge, so I had a feeling that they would step it up. And one of the things that everyone should know is that it takes place mostly inside Epcot. There is going to be a little bit of a change this year. From talking with Phil Taylor earlier, he indicated that where the corrals are, there may be a difference in the course. That remains to be seen what that difference will be. One of the things that I noticed last year was that there was a tremendous improvement in the audio running around, going around World Showcase, and I thought that was really, really cool. So I mean, I'm going to miss it, but I'm not going to miss it because I think that... it's a race that, I think everybody should do at least once, and I've done it a couple times. So.
One of the things before we go to Lee and Laura, I'm noticing on this description is it says, adults, teens, tweens, and everyone in between is invited to join the family fun. And to me, there's a message there, maybe. I mean, it's too late to sign up now, but I think maybe they're getting away from, I know that they don't allow strollers anymore, but... Or they're saying that your 8-year-old shouldn't be out there. I don't know. So, do you guys like this race?
It's fun, you know. I agree with Mike that it's something you do a couple of times, but probably not something that I would look to do every year.
I know people that are doing it with their kids, and so either couch to 5K, couch to 10K kind of people. Or folks that have kids who obviously are not up to the half or the full, I would like to see it sort of get back to that, where I think having quote unquote serious runners you know, do the 5K and the 10K as part of the dopey is interesting. But I think those shorter races actually are good intro races and family races. And so I liked the 5K last year, and I thought it was fun. Again, I just wasn't willing to get up to get there, take two more days off of work, and get up early two more days to do it.
Did they change the name? Wasn't it used to be the Family Disney Family 5K?
I think so.
Now it's the Walt Disney World 5K.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, all right. The next thing on the list is going to be the Pasta in the Park party. And if you're from Massachusetts, you would say it.
Pasta
in the Park party. And so that's going to be Thursday, January 8th. I love to hear Mike say that. And that's also going to be on January 9th. There's going to be another one. It's a buffet dinner. There's a special Goofy themed celebration from 7 to 8:30 p.m. And then you get to see Illuminations at 9. And it looks like tickets are still available for that, I think.
Yes,
there's a link. And those tickets are what is the cost? I don't know. Let me see.
I don't know, but every time we look it up, we think, wow, that's pretty expensive.
It's 78% full right now. And, you know, I don't know. So you guys talk about this and I'll look it up. Has anybody done it?
No, haven't done it. We usually figure out our own option for eating. And it just seems like for the cost of it and everything else, it's not really that appealing for us.
Well, and having extra time in the park is not necessarily what you want on those two nights, because if you've paid, let's say $60-$70 for it, okay, you get your dinner, but part of it is the, you know, the ride time and the character time, and you're going to want to maximize that, which means you're out in the park until 9, which
well
means...
later than 9, because it also includes reserve viewing for Illuminations.
Okay, so so you're not getting back to your room before 10 probably, which probably is not the best way to spend the nights before your long runs.
I couldn't agree more. So that's $54 for adults, $30 for children.
I just wanted to add that I just found the price for the breakfast.
Oh.
It's $39 for adults and $29 for children, I believe.
Okay. Yep, I see that. $26 for children.
$26.
Yep. So I don't know. Mike and I have never done that one either, for all the reasons that you listed too. So, but be interested to hear if people done it and they want to share if they liked it or not.
Yep.
But I know I'm in bed by then. All right. Moving
trying to sleep.
Trying very hard to sleep. Moving right along, we have the Walt Disney World 10K presented by Cigna. That's going to be on Friday, January 9th at 5:30. The start and finish is in Epcot. And it's the newest marathon weekend event, which started last year, the 10K. Laura, do you want to give us an overview of that one?
Sure. So I was really looking forward to a 10K at Walt Disney World last year. I really love that distance. That said, I was very disappointed in the course, because the course spends about 3 miles outside Epcot. And then the last 3 miles is great, because you go into Epcot, you go around World Showcase, you go out the International Gateway and around Crescent Lake and the Boardwalk and Yacht and Beach Resorts, and then backstage at Epcot, and then you finish out at the normal finish line out there in the Epcot parking. So, you know, as a 10K or as a 5K, it's a great course. As a 10K, that first 3 miles is really not very magical at all.
So do I remember that you said Princess Weekend, they'd put some more characters and stuff out?
Yes.
For the 10K. So
yeah,
there's the hope that they learned from, I think, a lot of negative comments from last year's 10K for Marathon Weekend, and they'll do something on those 3 miles that you're otherwise just running on the streets of Disney outside the park.
So, Laura, did the course have anything to do with you deciding not to do Dopey?
No, the course, it really had nothing to do with the course at all. It's, you know, the reason we're not doing Dopey is we just couldn't face getting up early 4 mornings in a row when we already had the double whammy of coming from the West Coast and being 3 hours time shifted as it was. So I would do, probably in the future, I would do the 10K half and full again, maybe. or probably more likely, I would do the 10K and a half.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're swearing that we're never going to do it, or at least we're not going to do another marathon for a while. But, you know, getting through this 10th anniversary of the Goofy was critical, but we really like 10Ks and half distance. And it's like, well, why run marathons if nobody's making us? So we like the challenge weekends, and we may turn this into our own. I don't know what we'll have to come up, Mike, with another name if you do the 10K and the half for marathon weekend.
Yeah, probably the sleepy.
Lazy.
That's a good one. You know, I think I'm exactly where you guys are. I think after this, well, I have to do the little thing of the Boston Marathon, but after this, it's going to be half.
I like the idea. I like what Laura said. I like the idea. I'm sort of going to miss the 10K. I kind of like the idea of running a 10K one day and then a half the next day. I think it's kind of enjoyable. It's not the It's not the dopey. I think that might be something I might do.
Yeah,
the
5K. It seems like you, as Liam put last year, you're actually waiting in the corrals longer than you run the race.
as far as 5Ks go, I'm just about getting warmed up when it's time for the race to be over.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's what bothers me. So
all right, moving along, we have the half marathon, and that's going to be on Saturday, January 10th. It's a 5:30 start at Epcot. And who wants to jump in and tell us about that route?
Well, it's pretty much the same half marathon course that they've been doing for all the half marathons for, what, several years now? So is there really anything to talk about?
Yeah, I don't know that there is.
If you haven't run it, you start outside of Epcot in the big parking lot, and you sort of generally head off towards Magic Kingdom, and you run through the Magic Kingdom, and you get to run down Main Street, and you get to run through the castle, and then you get to run back to Epcot and run through Epcot and finish your loop back in the parking lot at the finish line again.
It's a very simple course. One of the things that I always tell people doing it for the first time is that when you turn the corner, when you get past the chapeau and you turn the corner and you turn right and you head up Main Street, Don't try to run as fast as you can. You really need to enjoy this moment. It's something that you've been training for all year, especially if this is your first Disney World half marathon. And how many times do you get to run up Main Street USA and look at the castle? So I tell everybody, slow down and even walk if you're not worried about pace or setting a record. Really, really need to enjoy it, because once you leave the Magic Kingdom, that's when all the training pays off, because it's pretty boring.
Yeah. Well, and assuming Disney doesn't change something, typically they still have Cinderella's castle as the crystal ice castle, and it's a beautiful photo opportunity to get in front of that castle when it's done up for the holidays still.
One of the things I enjoy is when you're running towards the Magic Kingdom, and then that's the first time you get to see the elite runners come. And they're going like a cheetah. They're just going by. And it's so very humbling, but exciting too, to see those people running by you.
I mean, another thing for first time runners to be aware of is there are a number of places on this course where it's narrow. It's down to one lane in a lot of places, with a lot of cones separating you from the oncoming traffic. And it gets very congested, very crowded. There's times that you end up walking when you would really rather not walk, just because there's too many people in front of you. But the cones are there for your safety. You need to stay on the proper side of the cones, and you just kind of need to be patient in those sections and just get through them as best you can.
You know, Laura, when you talk about safety, one of the things that I always worry about is when you leave the start and you, because of the crowd, you can't get into the pace you want to get into. So you get a little nervous and you get a little impatient. And next thing you know, you're running on the grass. And that's a disaster waiting to happen, because you don't know if it's uneven. You don't know if it's slippery or wet. And the same thing goes for the Cone Alley when we're coming out of the Magic Kingdom and we're running down Grand Floridian Way, and we're getting towards Grand Floridian. And one of the things that I worry about is when I see people running on the dirt. It's not a wide path at that point. I think it's maybe 8 10 feet at the most wide.
Yeah, one lane.
And you really have to stay within the cones. Just patient. That's a great time to do some recovery work. And then because once you get past that area and then it opens up into World Drive, then you can pick up your pace. But safety is so important.
These are not the races that you're going to set your PR, right?
No.
Just take your time and have fun.
No, and like Mike was saying about running down Main Street or walking down Main Street, you need to do that. You need to absolutely enjoy that. Enjoy the people who are screaming and cheering for you. And it's just, you get really a rush when you're running down or walking down Main Street and having everybody cheer for you. It's really a great experience. And you just need to enjoy that and kind of take your time, like Mike was saying.
Agreed. Okay, so the next day is, of course, the marathon. And that's going to be starting at 5:30 in the morning, again at Epcot. We neglected to mention that it's sold out, but people can do race retreat on both of those days, starting at 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, January 10th for the half marathon, and then Sunday, January 11th for the marathon, and then after those races too. And that's a whole nother show, whether or not you should do it, but if you signed up, that's there too. So the marathon route, Lee and Laura, you want to jump in and give your opinion?
Well, so again, neither of us really likes running 26 miles, but
26.2. Don't forget the 0.2.
Yeah. it has to be one of the most awesome marathon courses that there is any place.
Four theme parks.
I mean, it's so fun to get to run through all four of the theme parks, especially, I mean, Animal Kingdom and the studios, which unless you do wine and dine, you know, you don't normally get to run through. And so it's nice because as you're getting progressively more tired, they're throwing more parks at you that you haven't seen the day before already. And so it's unique. It's also, it's fun because you get to see some of the interesting sites backstage. You know, you get to take pictures with the, not the sewer plant, but what is it? The recycling plant and all that. I mean,
boy, you make it sound so fun. Everybody, let's sign up for next year. The sewer plant.
It's not video because it's, I mean, we get a kick out of some of the signage in the back and some of the things that there are that you can take pictures with. And then the random placements of characters and stuff like that, that you'll find when you're just sort of running down a back road to no place. And all of a sudden there'll be a parade float and some characters or something.
Yeah. Or cast members or
old
attraction vehicles that are, you know, in rehab.
Yeah. Well, and a couple other things along the course is, you get to run on the track at the Richard Petty experience, and that's kind of fun. They usually have a lot of people there with race cars or, I don't know,
classic cars
out there. So that's kind of fun to see them. And then running through the Wide World of Sports complex. Actually, one of my favorite parts of the course is when we get to run on the track at Wide World of Sports, because it's a rubber track and it feels so good.
It's too short, though. It's too short.
It is way too short, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would just like to note, I beat Eddie McCoy in a sprint on that.
I remember I saw that. So because we ran together last year, and we also neglected to say that if you time it right, what can you do in Animal Kingdom?
You can ride Expedition
Everest. Yes, we did that too. That was very, very fun. So this is, you know, it's maybe an overused term, but it is really a moving party. And it's very, very fun. And you get to know other runners. I mean, you're out there for a long time. So you're telling life stories, taking pictures with strangers. It's fantastic. So, all right. So, now, of course, most people listening to this know that if you do the half and the full, you get, you've done the goofy, you get 3 medals. And if you did the 5K, the 10K, the half and the full, you get the dopey. So there is a cool down party the next day, that same afternoon, Sunday, January 11th at Downtown Disney. And there's going to be food, music, some merchandise, things like that. And then you get a discount if you have your finisher medal. I wanted to ask if anybody has seen the shirts that they're giving out for these races and what your opinions are.
I've seen them online, and I have to see them in person. I mean, for what I've seen online, I actually really like the Donald and Mickey shirts, and I think the Goofy shirt is awful.
Yeah, you can hardly see it.
Yeah.
But she also doesn't like orange. So for folks who haven't seen them, it looks like it's metallized or lenticular ink. And so, like I said, it could be really neat. It's got great contrast on the dark colored shirts, but it is sort of interesting on the orange Goofy shirt. And it'll be interesting, like, if Dopey's a white shirt like it was last
green.
Year, it's green. Okay, mm-hmm. So they made that a little bit different. The other thing I'll be interested to see is, I mean, so far I've always had outstanding luck with how long my Disney shirts last. I mean, I wash them on the delicate cycle and dry them on the delicate cycle, and no shirt that I have from Disney ever has ever started to have the ink peel off or anything. This ink they've used for the lenticular or the metallized stuff, it'll just be interesting to see if it lasts as well as all the others do.
I really like the 10K one. Of course, we're not running that one, but I didn't, the year I didn't run the half, they gave a yellow half shirt, and I'm not running the 10K, they have a yellow 10K shirt. But yeah, the Goofy, I don't know. I do like orange, but it just seemed like you couldn't see Goofy. And
yeah.
I thought that, I don't know if it was just the photograph that I saw, but it would seem, because it's a, you know, the 15 year Goofy, 10 years, so it should pop in some way, but maybe it was just not a good picture.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that there are going to be 70,000 people coming in for this race, you know, for the different races and then their families and things like that. So it's going to be pretty busy. Are you guys going to do any park touring during this time?
A little bit. Now, one thing about the numbers, though, I looked at the numbers. How many are registered in the corral assignments, and actually it looks as though both the half and the marathon are closer to 19,000 rather than being over 20, like 25, 26, which we've seen in previous years.
Wow.
I was very surprised
news.
By that.
I wonder if that's mindful. It must be.
Yeah. Don't know. So you figured out, so how many groups?
I don't know. There's like 5,700 Dopeys and 3,500 Goofies, I think, something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, and there's 12, 7 marathon runners and half marathon runners. Anyway, I was just very surprised with the numbers that it was quite a bit smaller than it was. Was it, I can't remember if it was 2 years ago that the half marathon was, you know, 28,000.
Right.
Crazy number. And it was very unpleasant on the course with that many people. So
it'd be interesting, like in Cone Alley, to see if there's any difference in the congestion, because there have been a lot of complaints.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So any final thoughts or tips for the weekend?
Well, obviously, if you're doing multiple races, don't push it too hard on any of the races before the marathon.
Mm-hmm. Wear your medals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wear your medals. Absolutely.
Don't spend too much time on your feet in the parks. I mean, that's always a balance with family and friends and things that you want to do. But, I mean, especially if you're going to be running the marathon, you don't want to spend Saturday out in the parks till 10 o'clock at night and then try to get up and run 26 plus.
Definitely. Mike, any final thoughts from you?
No, it's all good information. I think that it's very important to just remind people to be careful and make sure that when you do whatever race you're doing, that you pay attention to hydration, you pay attention to nutrition. And as Lee said, if you're doing multiple races, you know, make sure that you don't stay on your feet longer than you really should. And just be aware that as the day wears on, as you get towards the afternoon, you're going to have to get up early. So keep that in mind.
And before we let these two be on their merry way to their Arctic playground, Laura, can you tell us a little bit about your blog on All Ears and where people can find you there?
Sure. If you go to allears.net and go to the blog, go to the Salute to All Things Disney, but mostly Disneyland blog, you'll find my latest thoughts on Disneyland or my latest Disney cruise or my latest Disney run. So there will be a fair number of blog entries coming up over the next couple of weeks because of Marathon Weekend and then the following Star Wars Weekend at Disneyland.
Great. Can't wait to see them.
Can't wait to see that. And can't wait to talk about maybe some Star Wars preview show maybe coming up.
Maybe so.
Maybe so. So for once again, guys, thank you for spending time with us to help our listeners prepare for the 2015 Walt Disney World Marathon Weekend.
Can we have you ask you back for a race review maybe?
Oh, we'd love to come back and do that.
Cool.
Indeed.
So for Laura Gilbreth, for Lee Zimmerman, for Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying, we'll see you in Orlando.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com. And by All Star Vacation Homes, with locations in Kissimmee and Orlando. All Star Vacation Homes offers you alternatives for your Disney vacation with beautiful and affordable homes, condos, and townhomes near Walt Disney World. Hospitality has a new home, and its name is All Star Vacation Homes. Visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.